Welcome, episode 17 for Friday, February 15th, Mac Minute's 10 Tips for the Apple Watch. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Mac Minute's podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minute's podcast. This is episode 2 of a 3-part series on giving you 10 tips in less than 10 minutes. This week's episode is on the Apple Watch, and we will follow up in a subsequent episode with Mac OS. Hopefully, you'll find a few tips you didn't know, and you'll get them in less time than it takes to drink your favorite beverage. Let's get started with tip number 1 about finding your misplaced iPhone. None of us have done that, right? You know it's in the house, but you're not sure where it's located. Well, finding it, it is a breeze. You can easily ping your iPhone. This tip has saved me frustration and time. To do so, put your Apple Watch in the watch face mode. From there, swipe upwards from the bottom, activating the control center. Look for a phone icon, then simply tap the iPhone button and listen for your phone ping. You can do this multiple times until you find your phone. As a side note, before we go too much further, there is a link to instructions on the Mac Minute's website at macminutes.blubrry.net. The next trick is taking a screenshot on your Apple Watch. This can be done by pressing the digital crown and the side button at the same time. The screenshot will be saved on your camera roll on your iPhone. Tip number 3 is how to quickly switch into application finding mode. Using glances can take some time and a lot of taps and swipes. So the next time you find yourself wanting to go to your application list from the watch screen, simply press on the digital crown and scroll to the desired application. You now have a full suite of applications in 2 steps. I'll tell you how to go from a grid view to a list view in a few minutes. The next tip I hope you'll never need, but is one of those tips that can be a lifesaver, and you need to keep it in mind. It's SOS. Let me give you an example. You're in a car accident. If it's a severe one, your phone can be misplaced along with everything else in your car. With SOS enabled, holding in the side button on the watch will prompt the watch to dial the local emergency number, usually 911. Along with sending an alert to any person you've identified in your health application emergency contacts. I'll put a screenshot of this watch face in the show notes. This feature can give you some peace of mind in alerting authorities when seconds count. For those Mac Minutes listeners who have an Apple Watch Series 4, you can put any contact number as a complication on the infograph watch face. I use an entire watch face specific for different activities I enjoy where I may need information quickly. You can find more about this in episode 1 from November 2018. We are halfway at tip number 5. Did you know that you can share your fitness activity with your contacts? This provides a fun way to encourage your friends or set up competitions. I've done this with 3 of my friends. This feature requires you to invite the specific friends that you want to share your activity application with. I'll get a workout notification from my friend Gary, who lives in a different time zone. It gets me motivated and I can congratulate him with words of emojis of encouragement. Also, from a caring standpoint, if I notice his rings aren't filling up, I can call or drop him a message to make sure he's okay. This is a great feature if you're caring for someone who lives alone. You can set this up by opening the activity app on the Apple Watch and tap on the sharing tab at the bottom. From there, tap on the plus sign at the top right and add your contacts who will also have an Apple Watch. It's that easy. As soon as they accept, you are all set. Have fun. The next tip is how to write personalized message responses to callers. I have about a half dozen personalized messages in addition to those ones Apple provides. This is ideal for when you are in a meeting or driving and can't dedicate your attention, but still would like to acknowledge or inform the caller. To do so, launch the Apple Watch app on your iPhone. It's the watch icon with the black background. Once that is open, go to the Messages setting and then select Default Replies to apply your desired changes. Scroll to the bottom and hit on Add Reply. Type your personalized message and you are all set. You may want to move it to the top of the default replies by pressing and sliding on the three hash marks on the right side of the screen. Now, when a caller calls, you can send a message with two taps on the Apple Watch. Tip number 7 is how to quickly read and clear out your notifications. Swiping down your Apple Watch will give you a list of notifications. I get quite a few in a day. I really haven't subscribed to the theory of limiting them. This is mainly because if I have an application on my phone, it's there for a reason I value. If I don't use it, I delete the app on my phone. So a fairly good percentage of notifications, I would say, are relevant. Now here's the tip I employ. Periodically, I delete these with a hard press on the screen. You will be asked to clear all. This creates a clean slate. I usually do this practice 3 times a day, morning, lunch, and in the evening. If there's something that needs an immediate response, I press on the notification and I learn more. The next tip is an easy trick for silencing your iPhone. Periodically, we all get in a situation where we forget to mute our phone when it really needed to be. You can simply cover the watch face with your opposite palm for a few seconds. To turn on this feature, go to the Watch app on your phone. Again, that's the white watch on the black icon. And look for Sound and Haptics and turn on Cover to Mute. We are at tip number 9, and this one is for those who need to keep their life organized. I would venture to say that as many of our Apple Watch users. Anyhow, when you get your Apple Watch and the default is the grid view, which looks like a honeycomb of applications on the watch screen. Before I learned this trick, I would try to hit just the right app and periodically it would be the adjacent one. It was really annoying. Then I learned you could prioritize them on your iPhone, but better yet, I liked the list view. This just seems a lot more organized to me. If you look at the show notes, I put a screenshot to depict what I mean. To do so, press hard on the grid view and you'll see 2 options, grid and list. Press on list and you'll get a list of applications you can scroll through on the watch face by using the digital crown. We've made it to tip number 10. If you receive a phone call on your Apple Watch but would prefer it be taken on the iPhone, there's an easy fix without missing the call or further disturbing others. When the call comes in, twist the crown down to find the option, Answer on iPhone. When you tap that button, it will place the call on hold and give you enough time to grab your iPhone. So there you go. You got 10 Mac Minutes tips for the Apple Watch in less than 10 minutes. I hope you learned 1 or 2 tricks, and we will be back next week with another round of Mac OS tips soon. And remember, there's instructions in the show notes. Just go to the link. Before we close out this episode, I want to talk a little bit about the activity app on the Apple Watch. For many of us, it's the primary purpose we bought the watch in the first place. Bottom line, your Apple Watch is a comprehensive fitness and health tracker. In fact, CEO Tim Cook alluded to this during an interview just a few weeks ago. I recommend customizing your Apple Watch so the fitness tracker rings are one of your complications. This way, with a light press on the activity rings, you can see your progress. For those who may be new, there are 3 rings on the icon, blue, green, and red. And you can tap on it, and the 3 rings represent your daily activity goals. Movement, which is red for calorie count, green for exercise, and standing, which is blue, with a target of standing once per hour. A screenshot of the activity ring is in the show notes. The challenge is to close the rings by completing each different activity on a daily basis. Now, this is really what's nice about the Apple Watch. You can see your specific metrics. Scroll down the screen to see your step count, distance walked, and the amount of stairs climbed, and several other graphs. If you want even more data, you can check Apple Health on your iPhone for even more information. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. If you are interested in joining the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, we offer bonus episode, podcast merchandise, special offers, along with a discussion board to talk about podcast topics. We just started the group, so time will tell where we'll take it. You can find it by searching the Mac Minutes podcast group. It's free to join. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.